T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
KYKY and HD1 St. Louis. Today's best music. And home of the Wake Up with Brett and Julie. Powered by the Bomarito Automotive Group. Y98 St. Louis.
An Odyssey station.
There's some fashion news. Balenciaga just unveiled its new stiletto Crocs. It's a great way to be comfortable and uncomfortable at the same time.
Tell me, what day is it?
What day?
It's called Wednesday.
Hump day.
Hump day. Am I right?
Hump, 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 hump.
You still have work to do?
No.
Yeah, I don't want to go to work.
What do you do?
For work.
What do you do?
I normally enjoy making people laugh.
How do you do that?
How do you do that?
Probably know me from my morning radio show.
Well, if that's the case, then
the world's depending on you.
Get back to work.
We got to work on a Wednesday. It's a thing they make us do. It's the Wake Up with Brett and Julie. Julie, how are you doing today?
I'm doing really good. How are you?
I'm good. I didn't screw up the birthday, I don't think.
Hey.
I didn't do much for it. It was interesting because I was looking back at like my time hop and like Facebook memories and stuff like that. And Katie and I, we are big travelers and we've always gone somewhere for our birthday. I was like, oh my God, we were in Vegas one year. We were in New York. We find really cheap flights. One year I surprised her and she woke up that morning and was like, hey, there's a note saying we're flying to LA.
Oh,
she had
wow.
no idea.
That is so fun to do stuff like that.
Yeah, we used to do fun stuff like that before we had kids, Julie. And then yesterday, our big adventure was going to dinner early and getting dessert.
So who babysat for you there while you went to dinner?
Well, we brought the little guy, man. We brought Teddy.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, we sat on a patio, had some tacos, and then we got some waffles and ice cream. That was our big adventure.
You know, there's a place in Maplewood that does waffles and ice cream, and I've never gone, but it sounds such a fun concept.
Sounds great.
We'll go together when I get there, Julie.
Yes, good.
We were literally reminiscing, saying, man, how life has changed. And that's cool that we used to do that kind of stuff, and now it's cool that, you know, the two of us now became a three of us. So it was just a different birthday.
Oh, that's awesome.
Kevin, how was your day?
Mine was fairly uneventful. I started watching that new Netflix show, Sweet Tooth.
About the half deer, half boy.
Yeah, and it's a lot darker than I wanted it to be.
I had no idea what you're talking about. I knew Julie would know, so I was just like, thank God.
I'm like, you know, this is not, I don't need to see some weird, you know, pandemic that kills half the population.
Oh,
and then there's a bunch of hybrid animal humans that are being hunted because they think they caused the pandemic. I went, nope, not really interested in this.
That's called Wednesday in America.
Exactly. I don't even like when like TV shows wear masks and stuff. I'm like, let me just pretend like there's none of that happening ever. Don't even do it.
So I'm looking forward to Loki today.
Oh, it's today. Yes. That's great. Exciting.
I can't wait to get
your
guys' recap tomorrow.
That's right. Don't call us tonight. We'll be watching television.
Man, how about you, Lance? How was your day?
Way more uneventful than Kevin's. I basically just worked.
Oh. Wow.
What do you do? Like, what do you work during the middle of the day?
Oh, man. What did I work on? I worked on stuff for voiceover stuff for Iowa, Nebraska, Illinois, Missouri, Louisiana, Kentucky.
See, we're that busy.
Stuff.
We're that busy.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
No. You're not international, Lance.
No, you're right, Kevin. I did do some stuff for the UK.
Yeah.
Forgot about that.
I forgot about that.
Fancy.
Well, let's get this less busy day. Let's not overachieve today, Lance. Okay, let's take a step back and take a deep breath.
Amen.
Let's get the day started. It's the Wake Up with Brett and Julie, and everyone just ease into it, okay? It's Y98 St. Louis. I mean, I think you had Julie sold a dog, but then you throw in painting dog, and you're like, oh my God, this is a good news story that needs to be told.
That is correct. All right, here we go. During the pandemic, a woman in Canada taught her dog to paint. And now some of it's... Well, you know, they can paint like you... My dogs have painted before.
Really?
Not to let you know how fancy they are.
You should have won viral, too.
I know.
You're an artist.
So she taught her dog to paint, and now the paintings are going to be part of an art exhibit in Hong Kong.
All the proceeds from Rogan's paintings, we donate to local rescues in southern Alberta. So we've donated just about $6,000 so far since we started painting. Sometimes he shocks me by how quickly he picks things up. It's almost like he's a mind reader.
That's right. He's such a good painter. You can see a picture of his paintings on our Instagram story today. The charity is called Tripods, auctioning off a few along with the paintings by other dogs. And they're all pretty abstract. They look so cute, and he's so cute. And if you want to see some dogs paint in the STL, Stray Rescue, their Urban Wanderers art show and auction is this Saturday. It opens.
Wow, sweet.
And it's so much fun. I'll share that on our socials as well. And they have a lot of good paintings there, too. And obviously, that raises money for Stray Rescue that helps so many animals.
Who knew? This is so cool. I can't wait. I haven't seen this before. Never seen a dog paint and what the art looks like. So I can't wait to jump on Instagram. The Wake Up Y98 on Instagram to see this. This is so cool.
You're welcome. And that's your good news. Wednesday.
Those stories posted for you too at y98.com. You got to check it out.
If you don't want to see me,
thanks for starting the day with the Wake Up with Brett and Julie. To get your day started with everything that's happening in Hollywood, we'll recap it in 60 seconds with the Entertainment Minute with Julie Tristan, who worked, by the way, at Entertainment Tonight.
Thank you very much. I love when you say that.
It's just credibility, people. She was a big deal there. She walked around the hallways like she owned it.
I did. Because I knew, like, the lady in charge of the show, and I was like, I own you. Okay. Here we go. It's... The Entertainment Minute. Aaron Rodgers failed to show up for a Packers minicamp yesterday. He can be fined $93,000 for missing it. He also gave up a $500,000 bonus by not showing up for mandatory workouts. This is the first time in his 16-year career that he's been a holdout. I don't know what a holdout
means. His career could be in jeopardy.
Yeah, Kevin! You're a genius.
You are a genius.
Nice job, Kev. Let's see. Mike Myers. I'm so excited about this news because it's been forever since we've seen Mike Myers. It seems like he has a new Netflix comedy series coming. He created, it's called The Pentaverate. He's going to be playing 7 roles. It'll also include Ken Jeong, Keegan-Michael Key, Debbie Mazar, and Richard McCabe, and even more. It sounds like it's going to be funny.
Wow.
Sounds like it'd be very Austin Powers, like, right?
Yeah.
He played, like, all those characters and kind of the goofy, silly Mike Myers.
What's your favorite Austin Powers one?
Which character?
Yeah. I like when he says, get in my belly.
In my belly.
Well, I forgot the guy's name. It's like Fat B or something. Yes. Well, I forget his name.
I eat because I'm lonely.
Yeah.
And I'm lonely because I eat.
Oh, Kevin, I should have just let you do that whole thing.
I know Lance is a Scottish lord, but...
True.
Yeah, but true. I've mastered my Scottish accent because of Mike Myers. Thank you.
And finally, Tiana Taylor is the first black woman to top the Maxim magazine's Hot 100. She says, quote, I followed Maxim for a long time. I've always felt like I should be on the cover. And guess what? I agree, because she looks hot on that cover. You go, Tiana Taylor.
I can't believe she's the first black woman to ever be number one.
Right.
What?
It's like, we should have done this years ago.
Mm-hmm. Crazy.
And that's your Entertainment Minute.
We'll throw up all those stories at Y98.com. We're going to attempt to do something we've never done before on the show and just talk about hot men.
Yes. Genius again.
Genius idea.
On it.
If you like hot men, hang out for 3 minutes on Y98 St. Louis. This might be the most genius idea Julie's ever thrown out for the Wake Up with Brett and Julie. An excuse to talk about hot guys.
Yes!
Julie's always looking for an excuse to talk about hot men. So we've decided to start something called Julie's Hot Guy Fact of the Day, which Julie just will drop some facts about hot guys.
Mm-hmm.
It's now time for Julie's Hot Guy Fact of the Day on Y98 St. Louis.
Chris Hemsworth just rapped on Thor, Love and Thunder, and he posted a picture on National Flex Day in yowza muscles. You can see that picture on the Wake Up's Instagram.
That's our Hot Guy Fact.
Julie's Hot Guy Fact of the Day on Y98 St. Louis.
I mean, if there was ever a reason to follow us on Instagram.
I know.
I think you got one now.
You need to look at this picture. Hello.
Y98 St. Louis. So wake up, we're Brett. Wake up with Brett and Julie. Sorry, it's like swallowing coffee in the morning. we're talking about how it's important whoever is your Waze app, whoever the voice is, because they're giving you directions. They're in the car with you. They're riding shotgun. And Julie has changed it to a celebrity who I thought for sure would be like a hot, big hunk that she would be riding shotgun with, but it's not. And we're running out of guesses. So Julie, who did you change it to?
Boy George. He
really?
Is the Waze app for the month of June right now.
I know all there is to know about the crying game, but not about traffic. That's why we're using Waze. Should we get going?
I love that.
He is so fun. So Waze is running a Boy George takeover this month in honor of Pride Month. And he's so funny because it's called Tea Time with Boy George. You want to hear some more?
In 0.1 miles, turn right, and then turn left, turn left, and then turn left.
That's me driving around yesterday. And it's so funny because what I love about Waze is because they'll tell you, like, if police are seen by other Waze app or people, and then they'll tell you if there's a car on the side of the road. So I usually use it wherever I'm driving. And he's like, police ahead. Ask him if he wants some tea.
No way, he does that?
He talks about tea a lot. That's why it's so funny that it's like tea time with Boy George.
Do you, has he gotten you lost? Has it worked better? Because when I drove around with you, Julie, we were just going to the radio station. You got turned around from, like, what was the hotel I was at to the radio, like the St. Louis Hotel or
yes,
whatever.
Yes, yes.
Which was like 5 minutes away in one street, right?
It's five blocks.
Yeah, we got turned around a couple of times, Lance. Don't judge
this morning, okay? Yeah.
I'm just saying, job security, not worried.
Exactly, that's right.
So has Boy George been better for you?
He's been good. He's been very helpful. But one time I was like going the wrong way. He's like, wrong direction, turn around. Sometimes that happens. And then he kept saying it. I kept going the wrong way. He's like, wrong direction, turn around. I hate when that happens or whatever. Like, it's nonstop. It was so funny. He's so much fun to have on your Waze app.
Switch it.
Yes.
So
turn
funny.
Left, turn right.
You got to switch it. I'm going to switch mine now to Boy George because that just seems like fun. And he'll continue to keep suggesting tea time.
Yeah. Yes.
Which is never a bad suggestion.
Only through June the 30th.
This might have been a bad suggestion, though. Veronica hit us up after we did mustard and watermelon. She's like, you guys got to try Cheese Whiz and Oreos.
Yes. And I was in charge of buying it. So I'll tell you about that experience.
Oh my God, there's an experience with that.
There's something going on with it.
Right. Well, at least one of us is going to try because I do have it.
Okay.
We'll do that in one song on Y98 St. Louis. I love both of these things. I love Oreos and I love Cheese Whiz, and we're about to try them together, and it seems like a bad idea. It's the Wake Up with Brett and Julie. After the watermelon mustard experiment, which you guys both agreed we'll never do again, right? Because mustard is disgusting.
Yeah. Mustard is... I'm wearing my yellow mustard shirt today.
I know,
for you,
I saw that. I noticed that. I felt like you did it on purpose. Veronica had hit us up and said, you got to try Oreos and Cheese Whiz. You got to. Do we have Oreos and Cheese Whiz, Julie?
So I got the Oreos. And by the way, which Oreos Are you trying? Because I have Oreos, the most stuffed.
The most stuffed. Man. I didn't know that's a thing. I knew about mega stuffed, but most stuffed, huh? I want double stuffed. That's the perfect amount of stuffing.
Right. No, it's not. It's not enough. That's
I'll take
why.
More stuff.
Thank you. Yes.
Wow, okay.
So I couldn't find Cheese Whiz at Quick Trip.
Okay.
So I got cheese and I got Tostitos cheese dip is what me and Kevin are trying.
Oh, okay. Wow. Okay.
It's like the same thing as Cheese Whiz, right? It's like cheese.
All right. All right. So I got Cheese Whiz.
What kind of Cheese Whiz did you get? Just cheddar?
Cheddar, easy cheese. Yeah, I was just, Veronica didn't stress Kevin, did she, about American or cheddar? I went back and forth.
She just said Cheese Whiz and Oreos. Give it a try. It'll taste just like cheesecake.
Okay. Just like cheesecake? No way.
So first, Kevin and I are going to taste Oreos with cheese on it.
You go first? Okay. And then I'll let you know.
Oh, you want us to go first?
Yeah, go ahead. Go first. Big bite. Julie just went in on it.
You're
not even going to be able to talk. You took such a big bite.
I was like, oh, wow.
Is it good? No way.
I like it.
Kevin likes it, too. I see his face.
And you do. There is a hint of cheesecake flavor with that. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. They're totally cheesecake.
Yeah.
No way. A big piece of block cheese that you had?
Yeah.
Okay, you try yours.
I'll try it with the Cheese Whiz.
What do you think?
You're right. It kind of tastes like cheesecake.
Okay. Now, Kevin and I are going to try Tostitos cheese dip and Oreos.
Okay.
This is actually pretty good. Veronica's not wrong. I thought this was going to be disgusting.
That's so funny.
What are you two? Oh, you guys are dipping.
Dipping.
I tried
like
to
a, like a tortilla chip.
Look
like
at my headphones are ridiculous. Okay. So, Kevin.
Kevin already took a bite. He's already in.
We dipped Oreos in cheese dip is what we did. What hot steak?
A little spicy.
Oh, yeah. spicy. Yeah. Spicy Tostitos.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Julie went big again. Well, you got that most stuffed. What do you think about that, Julie?
I like it. I'm gonna eat the rest of the Oreo
Really? I do. The block of cheese and the Oreo taste a lot like cheesecake.
Maybe it's Veronica's on to something. Maybe all of a sudden when you go to the table and they give you like the chips and salsa, it's going to be Oreos. Mm-hmm. But just boom, you get a tray of Oreos, which is awesome. And then they bring out the queso.
You have two things that are delicious. Cheese. And Oreos. Like, how can you go wrong?
I didn't think it was going to taste like cheesecake, but it did. Check it out and try it out, guys. Speaking of Oreos, and keep it moving, I'll tell you how you can get free Oreos.
Okay, I probably want to hear that, but I'll decide in a minute. Right.
We'll do that in 3 minutes, plus Florida Georgia Line tickets on Y98 St. Louis.
KYKY and HD1.
Like you're gonna win these Florida Georgia Line tickets. Florida Georgia Line tickets in like 2.5 minutes, not to get very specific.
Prepare to keep it, keep it. Prepare to keep it moving.
Right after keep it moving, that's where we read a headline. Julie tells me either tell me more, I want to talk more about this headline that is trending on the internet, or she'll say keep it moving. The headline was good enough and it bores me.
Yeah, you said something about Oreo, and I think I'm going to like that one.
Yeah, let's lead with that. 2 minutes on the clock. We'll get as many stories in as Julie lets us. Oreos is offering free cookies. Want to know how?
Yes, I do. Please tell me more.
They're offering it to aliens. I don't know if you're qualified for this. They said
I am.
They've been inspired by all the UFO sightings, so they said in a press release, they're offering double-stuffed Oreos as a welcome gift to any UFOs. The statement says they want the company's mission is to treat all forms of life and put them together. And so they want to unify us and aliens.
Oh, wow. So in Men in Black, aliens look like humans. So maybe I can pretend that I really am an alien and get some free Oreos.
But, I mean, there's nothing better than an Oreo to like say, hey, like let's put our differences aside, aliens, and share some cookies and milk.
I know, but after those Oreos and cheese we just ate, my stomach kind of hurts, just FYI. Sorry, Kev.
Some of the most ridiculous fashion trends that are now going viral.
Okay, I want to know about fashion. Tell me more, please.
Okay, jeans that make you look like you were attacked by a ninja. They have slices across the knee like a sword got you. You can pre-order those for $375.
Oh, that sounds cool. Ninjas are cool.
Croc stilettos?
Oh, I mean, if it's a comfy stiletto, who doesn't want that?
All right. And then Kanye's new jacket, which is a big blue marshmallow Smurf jacket that doesn't even zip up, sold for $200, actually crashed the Gap's website because it was so popular.
It sounds like a comfy jacket, yeah. So I'm into it.
All right, you can see all those fashion statements and see if you're into them like Julia. Y98.com. When are people getting up and when are they going to bed? You curious of their bedtimes?
Go to bed early and get up early. Keep it moving.
Settling the biggest dinosaur myth ever.
Oh, dinosaurs are cool. Tell me more.
Dinosaurs and humans never lived together. Despite 60% of Americans thinking they did, they actually missed each other by 65 million years. They really want to make sure people don't know that they just weren't walking around with dinosaurs like the Flintstones.
Oh, well, that's a horrible thing.
Yeah, you know, that makes me sad.
I know.
If you could change your husband, what would you change? What would they choose?
Okay, well, tell me more. I would love to hear this.
All right. A survey of 2,000 women nationwide said the most popular thing they would change is for them to have healthier and more communicative conversations. Other popular changes they would be is less critical, better socially, and more optimistic.
Like the husband would be less critical?
Yeah, that's the things they would change about them. Like, they would be less critical, they would communicate better, be wealthier is in the top five, too. Mm-hmm. They'd want their husband to be wealthier.
All right, I'm like, this is boring until you said wealthier. I'm like, good idea. You go, women.
It's like when they fill out the survey, like, you guys are, let's be honest, like, what do you really want? I want him to look like Chris Hemsworth. If I could tweak something, he'd have arms like Thor.
By the way, see arms like Chris Hemsworth has on our Instagram story today.
Wake up Y98 on Instagram or Y98.com. If you want to read any of those stories, even the ones Julie passed on. Let's give away some Florida Georgia Line tickets. Open up that Bomberito box office, Julie.
Boop, 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 boop. I'm so over that. I don't have any other noises, though. I apologize.
Sorry, Julie.
I have no other noises.
All right, well, now that it's officially open, now it's open for good. So you'll never have to put the code in again.
Okay, good.
Caller 18 314-531-9898 for Florida Georgia Line tickets on Y98 St. Louis. Shout out to Cheryl from St. Peter. Yeah. She's going to see Florida Georgia Line.
Woo-wee.
Caller 18, we got those tickets same time tomorrow, 7:05. Plus, we got Maroon 5 tickets at 8:05 if you want to hang out on the Odyssey app. Coming up in Stump Traffic, Lance. Lance, I think we have a question that's going to stump you because we're going to go deep into the history vault of St. Louis. You consider yourself a history buff of St. Louis?
I try. Yeah. I try and do what I can.
Great, Julie. I think he's probably going to get us again.
We'll see.
We'll do that at 7:22.
That's why you play the game.
That's right. Hey, weather is brought to you by Ashley Home Store. This is home. 50-50 chance for scattered thunderstorms today. High near 85. Maybe some rain tonight. Cloudy, hot, and humid tomorrow. To the altar like a track star. Can we another second?
Hold me, feel so holy. Stump Traffic, Lance! Will we be able to do it today? It's the Wake Up with Brett and Julie. Even if you are just listening right now, you're about to learn some stuff about St. Louis. Even if you've lived here your whole life, every single week, I think Julie's like, I didn't know that.
Yeah, you know what's so funny? We could definitely stump Julie because Brett was just asking me some questions off the air about things that happen every year in St. Louis. I'm like, I don't know. I have no idea.
She's like, Google it or ask Lance. It's the same thing.
I can't play this game.
So we have three questions. We'll see if we can stump Traffic Lance about St. Louis facts. The guy is an encyclopedia when it comes to St. Louis.
All right, let's see what you got.
All right, I feel like we asked this question, but I don't know.
No, it's a different arch question. Different ones.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
How tall is the arch?
It is as tall as it is wide, 630 feet.
My goodness, that took like no time. Nice job,
We asked him how wide it was before. I wanted to see if it would throw him off.
Clearly it did not. That was cool.
In 1917, Clara Bell Walsh hosted a party at the home of her father-in-law that has come to be known as the first blank party. Do you know what that party was? First ever party of this sort happened in St. Louis.
First cocktail party?
Dang it, Lance!
Wow!
That's a total guess.
That's right! Guess.
Oh my gosh.
Is that right? The first cocktail party was here?
The first ever cocktail party.
Lance, I didn't know that.
I know you were hoping it was the first bachelor party, your favorite movie.
It's the movie I've seen the most times. It doesn't mean it's my favorite.
Okay, dang it. The third question, which so far I got 2 out of 3. The first international balloon race was held in St. Louis. Do you know the year?
No one's going to know a year. Nah. Come on, Lance.
Nah.
I'm just going to take a wild guess. Even wilder than cocktail party. 1887.
That is incorrect.
We stopped
that.
What?
It was,
how close was that?
It was 1908. But maybe you can answer the question that Brett stumped me before we were on the air. We were talking about the Forest Park balloon race, and he was asking where they raced to, and I said, I don't know.
Yeah, is there, they actually race?
It depends on the winds.
Really?
There's a hair balloon, which is the first balloon up, and that's the one they chase. So wherever that balloon goes, then the objective is to get as close to the hair balloon as you can.
Oh, that's how it works.
He also asked me what time of year that happened, and I said, I don't know.
When it's warm.
Oh, they don't have like a specific time? It's not like every September or anything like that?
It's usually in the summertime. I would think August, September, something like that, man.
Oh, I thought we stumped you again.
Sort of. Yeah.
Well, I feel like you did pretty good, but I think it might have been our first time we ever
stump traffic, Lance!
Yes!
Coming up in the Entertainment Minute, Julie.
Oh, my gosh. We need to talk about there's a big store that's going to be closing on Thanksgiving, and Meghan Markle and Prince Harry did something cool yesterday via Zoom.
All right, we'll do that in 3 minutes on Y98 St. Louis.
Bring back memories, bring back memories, bring back memories, bring back your.
We do have Maroon 5 tickets at 8:05, so if you're driving into work, throw on the Odyssey app and take a listen to the Wake Up with Brett and Julie so you can win those tickets. The Entertainment Minute, where we recap everything that happened in Hollywood in 60 seconds with our entertainment queen, Julie Tristan.
All right, well, Meghan Markle and Prince Harry, they introduced baby Lily to the Queen via video call. I love this. I'm so glad that Harry is actually friends, you know, not friends, but he's likes his grandma, because you just never know who really likes who in the royal house over there.
Yeah, it just seems like a weird, they seem like they're business partners because of all the traditions they have more than they are family.
Yeah, right? They really do. So there was a very important introduction to her namesake, Queen Elizabeth, and apparently she was smiling and loved meeting her.
Great granddaughter.
Let's see. Thanksgiving this year, Walmart has announced that stores nationwide will remain closed on Thanksgiving.
Oh, wow. That's a big turn for them, because usually they're open on Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of stores are they got out of hand. Like, all of a sudden, they're open up at 1 o'clock. Yeah. Black Friday starts at 1 o'clock in the afternoon on Thanksgiving Day. And so now they're going, hey, Black Friday sales will actually start on Black Friday.
That's kind of nice. I like to Black Friday shop online or Cyber Monday. Don't forget about Cyber Monday.
Amazon Prime Day is in 2 weeks.
Oh,
don't forget about that.
Save up your money, because there's a lot of things to buy. And then finally, Britney Spears will appear remotely at her next conservatorship hearing to address the court directly, which I think is going to be so crazy. I think I heard, she wants to have that conservatorship, but she doesn't want her dad involved. So it'll be interesting to see what happens with that.
Situation's a mess.
It really is. She's very interesting to follow on the Instagram.
Yeah.
And that's your Entertainment Minute.
We'll throw those stories up on the web for you at y98.com. Julie, you have you had so many questions last time we did this, where women got to ask any question they wanted to men for men, and Lance, Kevin, and myself tried to answer and represented men.
Mm-hmm.
You're the list was on and on and on. So you have more of those to grill us with here?
Oh, yeah. There were so many comments when I asked ladies on Facebook what they wanted to know from you men, so we're going to ask you more.
Great. We'll do that in 3 minutes, and all of us will be in trouble with our wives afterwards.
Yes, you will.
On Y98 St. Louis. On the Wake Up with Brett and Julie, we're trying to solve life's greatest mystery. Men.
Yes, thank you.
So we posted this before. Last week, we did a bit on the show. Said, hey, if you have any questions for men, Julie will ask them away. She works with all men, and so she will just grill us, and we'll try to represent men and give you the answers you've always been looking for, ladies. No question is off limit. Julie said Facebook almost broke.
It really did.
Man, y'all are confusing.
All right. My friend Joy, she wants to know, what are your least favorite stereotypes about men, and how often do you deal with it?
Oh, man, that's a deep question.
It is. Yeah. They were starting deep, and then we'll get funny.
Dang, she hit us with a haymaker. I think my least favorite stereotype is, because I'm living it right now, is that we don't care about, like, household stuff. That, like, I don't think of women, like is emasculated in any way. Like, you're supposed to do household chores. I'm supposed to work. And I don't like that stereotype at all. I think if the woman wants to go to work and the guy can stay home and the guy helps at household chores, we're all in this together. The relationship would be 50-50. So that kind of bugs me.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I'd also agree with the stereotype is all men like to hunt and fish.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's a good one, too.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Yeah, I think if I were to answer that, I'd say I think men generally are categorized with very narrow interests, and I don't think that's necessarily true.
Oh, good. That's good, too. Mm-hmm. Boom.
That is good. Look at you guys.
I know. Hey. You hit us with the haymaker, Joy. Right.
Here's a good stereotype. Why are men so scared of commitment?
Oh, I've been married 3 times. I don't think I am.
You're all married in here.
It's like I'm overly committed.
Yeah.
You're all married in here. Okay,
I know,
sorry.
I've been married to my high school sweetheart. I wasn't afraid of the commitment.
That's from my friend Leilani. We'll ask somebody that's not married that question.
I think losing their independence scares guys, though.
Yeah.
I think it scares almost anybody, to be honest.
Okay, so let's see. This one is from my Facebook friend, Katie. And I was like, let me make sure her last name's not Mega. Okay, no, it's Katie. Katie says, why do they have the desire to pee outdoors? Like, as soon as you get out of the car, in the driveway of their house, multiple bathrooms directly ahead, and they pee in the yard. What is that about?
It's the easiest one ever. Because we can.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if you could, you would too, Julie. God. You could just whip it out and go. Like, that's the game, man.
Yeah.
No, I would not
freedom.
Do that.
That's what America's all about. Freedom.
I have learned a lot about Brett and Kevin right here.
We'll do more of these next week. We'll just keep going. Because if you want to keep giving Julie questions, we'll keep answering them. Because it seems like you guys have a lot of questions about us. We're complicated humans.
Yeah, we're learning so much, but now I'm over that.
Thanks for listening to the Wake Up with Brett and Julie on Y98 St. Louis.
What are some of those unofficial rules, some airport etiquette, maybe some travel etiquette now that it's back, travel is coming back? How do you conduct yourself at the airport? 314-531-9898. I keep hearing these stories that fights are breaking out at the airport. My wife was at the airport the other day, and she was like, it's like madness. It's like we all forgot how to travel. And Julie, you said the same thing. You're like, man, I can't remember the last time I traveled. I think I forgot how to travel.
Yeah, it's going to be nice to be reminded of like some travel etiquette just in case you forgot.
So things that I thought of instantly is, one, never take your shoes off in the airplane. People are just kicking off their shoes and relaxing.
Oh, yeah. Nobody wants to smell your stinky feet. Even though you're like, my feet don't smell. Guess what? Yes, they do.
I think smelly food, speaking of stinky stuff, like everyone knows you don't grab the smelliest food right before you get on the airplane and then bring it and then start eating it. And so it stinks up the whole airplane. Everybody knows that, but we forgot. Now you think you can just bring all this hot and smelly food, sit down and just start having a picnic.
Yeah, no tuna. Don't heat up broccoli. Even though it's so yummy, it smells so bad.
Yeah. Another one that I thought was a pretty obvious one for people, and it's like we all forgot, is you don't rush up the plane as soon as it parks. Like, you don't, like, all of a sudden, like, we're all going to get off in order. You just go off your thing. Everyone stands up and just starts rushing down, and then we all just stand there like cattle.
Well, what if you, like, have to get to your next flight, though, and you're running late? Can you rush then?
That's different. Okay. I think that's why you don't rush, because if somebody does have a connecting flight that they have to make in, like, 30 minutes, those people should rush. But you just kind of stay in your seat. When it's your turn, you get up, grab your bag off the top, and then you exit the plane. Rushing down the aisle and just creating this clog gets us nowhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just remain calm, everyone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think a lot of us forgot. So what are some of the ones? There's a couple of them that I'll read in a second, too, that I didn't even know. And I think I break some of them. But what are some other unofficial rules at the airport? 314-531-9898 when it comes to travel.
Used to play pretend, wake up, you need the money. Used to play pretend, give each other different names. We would build a rocket ship and then we'd fly far away. Used to dream of outer space, but now they're laughing at the face saying, wake up, you need to make money. Yeah.
You're like 6 minutes away from Maroon 5 tickets on the Wake Up with Brett and Julie. Now that travel is back, people got wild, man. They forgot how to travel during the pandemic when travel was basically canceled for everybody and we couldn't go anywhere. Now we've gotten back to jumping on airplanes again and it's all like, we've never done this before.
There are so many people traveling because my dog sitters, usually it's easy to book them, but they're so hard to like book right now.
Yeah, it's crazy out there. And a lot of times when we get back to doing this, I've heard these people are getting in fights or people are just acting differently. And so we were looking for some of those unofficial rules when it comes to being at the airport. 314-531-9898. I had seen people write in about this and I read this too. Julie, I think I break one of them. I read that you can't recline in economy. That's an unofficial rule. I didn't know this one.
How did you not know you do not recline? I know you have the ability to recline, but it is so rude because there's not enough room. And then you have to like sit and have your big old head reclined back in my space.
And I think you can do it as long as you check with the person behind you and make sure it's okay to recline.
I don't do either of those.
Oh. Mm.
Somebody said, yeah, no reclining unless it from like after 9 or before 9 a.m. and after 9 p.m. Like if you have an overnight flight, we're allowed to do that. But that's the rule. And I was like, what? No, I recline. And I didn't know I was being a jerk this entire time.
If you are in a plane and you recline, you're rude.
Really? Meredith in South City, you just got done traveling. Were people out there being crazy? What are some unofficial rules?
Yeah, well, I had a couple of them. Like one of the things that really ticks me off especially is when somebody doesn't stand up to let somebody into the seat next to them. They just keep sitting there and you're kind of expected to like shuffle between their knees and like it's just super awkward.
Yeah. And then you have to decide, you want to go front or back? And I'm almost like butt or crotch, butt or crotch. I don't know what to do.
Oh man, I do that. I didn't even realize.
Oh, you do this.
I'm rude.
Yeah, you stand up and get in the aisle.
You know what? It's good to know, though. A lot of people are rude. They don't even realize it. So it's not like they're trying to be rude. We just don't know.
We're helping people.
And I think another one is like those moving conveyor belts in the airport. If you're just going to get on it and ride it, just move over to the side. Some of us want to actually continue walking while on that. So we move even faster. There's like
move
over to the right side of the lane, you know, and then let people pass you on the left.
Okay, that's good to know, because I think I don't do that either.
You stay on the right if you're just going to stand there so people can walk on the left. Yeah.
Can't you pretend like you're a bike and be like, on the right, on the right? Do to that accent, too.
Those are great, Meredith. Thank you for the call. The other ones that I saw were headphones means don't tap me and just start talking.
Yeah.
Headphones, keys, like, you know, leave me alone. And then the middle seat gets the armrest. Everyone has an argument of who gets the armrest. Middle seat, always.
Mm. Oh, that sounds fair.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those are some. So just a reminder, if you guys are starting to go to the airport and travel this summer, we're hearing it's going to be one of the biggest travel summers of the year. Don't be rude or don't accidentally be rude now that we learned that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. We're one song away from Maroon 5 tickets on Y98 St. Louis.
KYKY and H.
It's all you love to let my guard down and then you pull the rug. I was getting kind of used to being so all you love.
Being back, concerts are back. Maroon 5 tickets up for grabs on the Wake Up with Brett and Julie. Julie said, I have a surprise way to open up the Bomberito box office. What is going on?
Yeah, we're going to open up the box office with my friend Wicket the Ewok from Star Wars. He has opened up the official... See? Now, so I don't have to make the noise. I'll have characters open up the box office now.
Do you think, how many characters do you think you could have opened up the box office if we kept that going?
A lot. I can think of a lot of characters, mainly from Star Wars. I'm just kidding.
Caller 18, win those tickets right now. 314-531-9898. What he said.
I got you.
Moonlight,
you're my star.
Giving away huge tickets on the Wake Up with Brett and Julie. Maroon 5 tickets, looking for a winner right now. Missy, how you doing?
Hi, I'm doing great.
Missy, did you hear Julie open up the Bomberito box office?
I did not.
Oh, Julie.
I heard that you guys were giving away tickets. I ran to my phone and I just started dialing.
Oh, well then, Julie, you have to introduce her to your friend.
Let's open it up again. Come on, Wicket. Do you like the Ewoks, at least, from Star Wars?
My kids would.
Okay, we'll take that. Kevin and I are big children, so we love them.
Missy, she's got like Ewoks in the studio now. It's a weird place to work. Trust me, okay? It's weird. Let's get you some Maroon 5 tickets. Yeah. Congratulations.
Welcome. Thank you. Love awesome. Adam Levine.
We're going to get you an Ewok to take home, too. We'll send one home with you. You'll love them. Just feed them, cuddle them. They're cool.
So cute.
Is that true? I don't even know. I'm not a big Star Wars
fan. Yes, you can cuddle cute? Ewoks. They're okay, so cool. Cute. I have a dog once I adopted because he looked like an Ewok.
Same time tomorrow if you want to win an Ewok and Maroon 5 tickets. Coming up at 8:20, Kevin will give us more blockbuster taglines from summer blockbuster movies. What type of movies can we expect? Give us a tagline teaser.
Well, we'll use the Star Wars one. We talked about it. It was the blockbuster movie of 1977, a long time ago, in a galaxy far, far, far away. So taglines like that coming up in about 10 minutes.
Oh, great. Julie will dominate that game then.
I bet. 8:22. Because I hate to lose. Okay. Weather's brought to you by Ashley Home Store. This is home, mostly cloudy. 50-50 chance for some scattered thunderstorms, high near 85. We could see some rain tonight. Even rain tomorrow's in the.
Oh, my ex, so that makes it all feel complicated. Yeah. It all seems complicated. I read those texts that you sent to yours, but I'll never say it. Yeah.
Summer blockbuster movies are back. I'm so excited. All these cool movies coming out. And to remember some of those summer movies that were just huge hits, Kevin's going to read us a tagline from a summer blockbuster movie. And we're going to try to guess what movie it's from. And we realize that Julie is the most competitive person I've ever seen. You really are, Julie.
I didn't realize that about myself. I don't like to lose, though.
She does. She takes this very intense. So, Kevin, give us the tagline. Julie, Lance, and myself will yell out our names when we know the answer, or just wait for Julie to finally get it. All right, because we're all afraid.
I'm very afraid.
Your first
tagline, I think itself.
Yes, be afraid. Be very afraid.
Julie, part two.
Yes.
Your first tagline comes from 1993, an adventure 65 million years in the making.
Lance? Jurassic Park.
Oh,
easy one.
Welcome to Jurassic Park.
I love this soundtrack. Isn't it just beautiful?
Dang it. That was an easy one, too.
All right, we'll see how you do on the next one. This one comes from 2008. Heroes aren't born, they're built.
Julie. Terminator?
No,
not a hero, is he? Dang it, I'm bad at this game.
Brett? Is it Avengers? Is Avengers?
It is an Avengers character. Be more specific.
Ooh. Captain America.
No.
Julie.
Iron Man.
Yeah.
You gotta stop guessing if I can say my name.
It's Iron Man.
Oh!
I'll give that point to Julie. I missed it with two. I had two guesses before.
Lance is going, wait, I knew it. You wouldn't want to answer.
No. All right. To Lance. Point to Julie.
I'm
getting competitive now.
I'm very impressed you got a Marvel movie. Yeah. Nice job, Brett. All right.
Let's go. Your final tagline of today comes from 1982. He is afraid. He is totally alone.
Brett, Lance, and Lance and Brett from Julie. We're terrified and afraid of Julie.
That's so
funny. You can finish it. Sorry. He is afraid.
He is totally alone, and he is 3 million light years away from home. Lance.
E.T.
It is E.T.
Oh,
yeah. Good job, Lance.
I thought it was phone home is the tagline. Is it E.T. phone home?
Yes. Yes, it is. But this is the tagline I chose.
I don't want to be the one who says this, so maybe Kevin, can you announce the winner?
What are you going to say?
Announce the winner, Kevin.
We don't have a winner today. We'll have a winner perhaps later.
Answer!
when we play this again tomorrow.
Sorry, Liz.
Good answer.
I won. I won. On the Wake Up with Brett and Julie, we recap everything that's happening in Hollywood in 60 seconds in the Entertainment Minute with our entertainment genius, Julie Tristan.
Thank you very much. Tyler Perry is doing something so cool. Tyler Perry bringing Madea out of retirement. So he said, like, I don't want to be her age playing her, so it's time to shut it down and move on. But Madea's like one of my favorite characters. I will always watch a Madea movie.
You out of ham. Okay, all right, fine. Then give me an egg and cheese biscuit.
We out of egg.
You out of egg. Fine, then just give me a damn biscuit.
She cracks me up.
So funny.
So Madea Homecoming is hitting Netflix in 2022. No word on the plot. So Keira Knightley made the best out of her quarantine. Here's what she said she did. She said she dressed up every day in red lipstick and Chanel because, quote, what is the point of these lovely things sitting in the wardrobe when it feels quite apocalyptic and scary outside?
That's interesting. A lot of people did different strategies during quarantine. Like some people were just like, oh, I can wear sweatpants every day, and they enjoyed that. And then some people tried to like glam it out. And I think I felt like people who glammed it out actually were happier. I was a sweatpants guy, though.
I know, I'm like... Wait,
we got to stop doing that?
Yeah. Kevin, time to put the sweatpants away. And then today on TV, the series premiere of Loki on Disney Plus. He escapes in Endgame. Loki is captured by an agency of time cops led by Owen Wilson.
Yeah, it looks really good. I bet it does to you too.
I can't wait.
That's what Kevin and I are going to be watching today.
I can't wait for the recap tomorrow, guys.
Also on TV tonight, the CMT Music Awards, the season finale of A Million Little Things, and Netflix has another one. It's called Awake. Gina Rodriguez plays a former soldier fighting to save her family as society unravels after something wipes out humanity's ability to sleep.
What?
I don't know.
Wow. The
stress.
They also have that show Kevin watched with like the boy that's half deer, half boy.
Yeah, Sweet Tooth. Yeah.
Which Kevin's watching that. He said it's terrible.
Well, no. And then we got a couple of texts that said, no, you got to stick with it. It's really good, and it's actually good for the entire family. So I might have to.
You said it was dark, really?
Right. Yeah, for the first episode, I was like very dark, but I guess it has a happier, you know, run.
I feel like half deer, half boy is ridiculous. Like, come on now. And that's your entertainment minute.
We'll throw up all of your entertainment stories if you want to get into that ridiculous at Y98.com.
Fine, then just give me a damn biscuit.
It's the Wake Up with Brett and Julie. Julie, you almost seem conflicted asking your dad for help. And I think you can always ask your dad for help. But what type of things are you asking him to do for you?
Well, obviously, you know, you just had a son. Kevin has a son. So, and if you ever have like a daughter, maybe you'll be helping your daughter until they're, you know, in their 40s. Hopefully you don't mind. So my dad is so sweet. I'm his not married, never married daughter. So I feel like he's, you know, just helping me out however he can because he maybe takes pity on me. I don't know. So he'll like come over and he'll change my air filter. Although now I just know how to do that. So I do that by myself. But he'll come and he's like, okay, it's time to come spray for bugs. You want me to come spray? And I'm like, okay. And the last weekend, he helped me do yard work. He pulled all these weeds up and chopped down all these random, like he pruned the bushes and stuff.
So are you conflicted because you think, one, you're like a strong, independent woman and you can do this on your own? Or do you just think like I'm too old to be leaning on my parents? Like, where's the conflict?
The conflict is I feel like I'm too old to be making my dad do stuff at my house.
You're not. And you're not making them. I speak from experience. My father-in-law, who's 74, loves to do things outdoors, loves to check the air filter, loves to help out. And that's his way to keep busy. And, you know, I'm always like, you know, what more can we do for you? You know, sir, you don't need to do that. This is what I love to do, Kevin. So you're like, okay.
So, okay. Yeah, and obviously, his daughter is married, and he's still coming over doing
right.
stuff. So maybe he's not taking pity
so
on me.
So I don't know how I'm going to pass it on to my son, but hey, I'll take what I get.
I was going
to
bring that up. As long as you're not taking advantage of him, as long as you're like, hey, I'm just not using him, and I don't think you're doing that. And so I think they like to do that. I think they like, yeah. I think my dad, like, same thing. My dad is like, I want to be part of helping you. Like, I think you're always a parent, and then sometimes when you get older and you're so independent, they feel like, oh, I've lost that. And I think you always look at your kids as babies. That's what I hear.
Yeah.
And I asked, like, I've been asking everybody I know, do you still see, now that I have a newborn, do you still see them as a baby? And every single parent's like, I do. I can still picture them as a baby, and yeah. they always want to help you. So as long as you're not taking advantage of them, I think that you're actually doing them the service. Like, they want to do this.
Okay, good. Because I know he's so funny that he loves being outside and coming and doing all that stuff. And then I'll try to, like, buy him lunch when he's over yeah. or go to his house and buy them some emos on Friday nights.
I think he would be more sad if you didn't ask him. I think right. it would be the opposite. Mm-hmm. I think he'd be hurt the opposite. He'd be like, oh, man, she doesn't need my help. She doesn't want me to help her. Instead, I think you're going like, wow, this is, as weird as it sounds, him coming over and spraying for bugs or doing yard work is a reward for him.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that answer.
So
yes.
there you go, Julie. You don't have to worry about it anymore. No more stressing about it.
Free yard work in my house.
Join the convo. 314-531-9898. The Wake Up with Brett and Julie on Y98 St. Louis.
I don't know how we got these tickets. They're sold out. It's the Wake Up with Brett and Julie. We have tickets to the sold out Pride Drag Brunch. Julie, where is it at and what's all the details for that?
So it's happening at Ballpark Village, the Rehab Divas. Okay, a drag brunch, if you've never been, is so fun.
You can win. Oh my God, they're best.
Yes, and they like come out and they sing and they dance and they just make the day so cool. It's Sunday, June 13th. And you could win $1,000 from the Missouri Lottery, never-before-seen performances. Yeah, I love that we have sold-out tickets.
Yeah, like impossible to get. Themed cocktails, they're all yours. If you're caller 18, Bomberito Box Office is open, 314-531-9898 on Y98 St. Louis. We're super stoked about this because it's sold out. Sold out Pride Drag Brunch happening. And Jamie from Foley just won those tickets. Congratulations.
Woo! That's awesome.
Julie, you said there's more information about this cool Pride Brunch?
Yeah, Pride St. Louis and Ballpark Village, they're joining together to kick off Pride Month with the Pride edition of the Drag Brunch hosted by the Missouri All-American Goddess Tabby Cat, featuring Rehab's Divas of the Grove cast, never-before-seen performances, special audience giveaways, a chance to win $1,000 from the Missouri Lottery, plus Pride St. Louis will be making a major announcement that you will want to...
Julie just did her hot guy effect of the day, and you posted a picture of Chris Hemsworth. Is that photoshopped?
No, that's his real muscles.
Oh my God, it looks photoshopped.
Yeah, he's been hitting the gym.
He doesn't need it. He
oh my
is for real.
If you get into work, go to Instagram, the Wake Up Y98. Look at this picture. It looks like it's photoshopped.
I mean, just look at it because it's hot. You don't need to like see if it's photoshopped.
It's impossible. Nobody looks like that. Lance, take a look at the roads. Do we have time to look at this picture? Are we sitting in traffic?
Northbound 270 drivers are, yeah, they're still...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.